Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. From the heights of TikTok stardom and billion stream hits to a high-security courtroom in Los Angeles. Today, the music industry is reeling as one of its fastest-rising stars faces allegations of a crime so gruesome it seems pulled from the lyrics of his own breakout hits. 21-year-old David Anthony Burke, known to millions of fans globally as David, appeared in a Los Angeles court Monday afternoon, arraigned on charges of first-degree murder, lewd and lascivious sexual acts with a child under 14, and the mutilation of a human body. The victim, 14-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez. Her body was discovered last year, dismembered and decaying in the trunk of a Tesla registered to Burke. Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hotchman laid out the severity of the state's case.
Today, I am announcing the charges against David Anthony Burke, the musician known as David, spelled D4VD, in connection with the brutal and horrific murder of Celeste, a 14-year-old at that time. These charges include the most serious charges that a DA's office can bring, that is, first-degree murder with special circumstances. The special circumstances being lying in wait, committing this crime for financial gain, or murdering a witness in an investigation.
Burke has pleaded not guilty to all charges. He's currently being held without bail, a decision finalized by the judge yesterday. But the details emerging from the LAPD's Robbery Homicide Division paint a chilling timeline that began over a year ago. Celeste Rivas Hernandez was first reported missing in April 2024 from her home in Lake Elsinore. For months, her family searched for answers while she was classified as a runaway. It wasn't until September 8, 2025, that the search ended in a North Hollywood impound lot. A Tesla, which had been abandoned on a Hollywood Hills street for weeks, was towed after neighbors complained of a foul odor. When investigators opened the front trunk of the electric vehicle, they found two plastic bags. Inside the first was a decomposed head and torso. The second contained further dismembered remains. Forensics later confirmed the nightmare. It was Celeste. District Attorney Hotchman alleges that Burke's motive was cold and calculated, a desperate attempt to protect his lucrative career at Interscope Records from the fallout of his illegal relationship with the minor.
This murder was committed for financial gain. As the evidence will show in court, the financial gain was for Mr. Burke to maintain his very lucrative musical career that Celeste was threatening, in addition to lying in wait, and for financial gain is murdering a witness to an investigation. In this particular case, as the evidence will come out in court, the witness to the investigation was Celeste. And the investigation was into the lewd and lascivious sexual acts committed by Mr. Burke that is the subject of count two of this complaint with Celeste while she was under 14 years old.
At the time those remains were found, Burke was in the middle of a tour, performing in Minneapolis. While the tour was immediately canceled following the identification of the body, it took months for an arrest to be made. LAPD Chief Jim McDonnell addressed the public's frustration with the timeline on Monday.
The condition of her remains delayed the medical examiner's ability to be able to determine cause of death. The substantial amount of time that passed between her death and the discovery meant that crucial evidence had degraded or disappeared. And as detectives worked to uncover the truth, they also had to sift through and debunk a great deal of false information circulating publicly. These challenges were real, and they required patience, precision, and an unwavering commitment to the facts.
Burke was finally taken into custody this past Thursday at a home in the Hollywood Hills. His defense team, however, isn't backing down. In a formal statement, his attorneys claimed they would vigorously defend Burke's innocence, explicitly stating that the evidence will prove Burke was not the cause of Celeste's death. Chief McDonnell, however, says the timeline of her disappearance aligns perfectly with her arrival at Burke's residence.
Ms. Rivas was a reported runaway from Riverside County. During the course of our investigation, detectives learned that she had been involved in a sexual relationship with Mr. Burke when she was a minor and he was an adult. On April 23, 2025, Ms. Rivas arrived at Mr. Burke's home in the Hollywood Hills. That's the last time she was known to be alive. On September 8, 2025, Ms. Rivas's dismembered and badly decomposed body was discovered in the front trunk of Mr. Burke's impounded Tesla.
As the case moves forward, the district attorney's office is weighing a heavy decision whether or not to pursue the death penalty. If they decline, Burke still faces life in prison without the possibility of parole. While the legal battle is just beginning, for Celeste's family, the focus remains on the girl behind the headlines. Their legal representative stated they are committing to ensuring Celeste's voice is heard. In his closing remarks at the press conference, D.A. Hotchman reiterated his promise to the Rivas-Hernandez family that the person responsible for this brutal and horrific act would be held accountable.
What they have demanded, what we have assured them that the district attorney's office, working with LAPD, would give them, is the proof beyond a reasonable doubt on who killed their daughter, and bring that killer to justice.
On Wednesday, the chief medical examiner, Dr. Odeh Ukpo, released findings that have left the community reeling. Celeste died from multiple penetrating injuries, possibly caused by multiple objects, with the manner of death officially ruled a homicide. Dr. Ukpo expressed the heavy weight of the investigation, stating it was unfathomable that the grieving family had to wait 7 months to learn the specifics of their daughter's death. The report revealed she suffered 2 deep wounds to her torso, including an injury to her liver. Furthermore, toxicology reports showed presumptive positives for benzodiazepines and methamphetamine in her system. Prosecutors allege Celeste was killed on April 23rd, but not dismembered for more than a week on May 5th. Her body was so badly decomposed, the medical examiner could not even confirm her eye color. The man accused of this heinous act is 21-year-old David Anthony Burke, known professionally as David. He appeared in a downtown Los Angeles courtroom on Monday, pleading not guilty to all charges. He is currently being held without bail. District Attorney Nathan Hotchman has laid out a motive that is as cold as the crime itself. Investigators believe Burke was in a long-term sexual relationship with Celeste while she was a minor and he was an adult. When she allegedly threatened to expose the relationship and jeopardize his lucrative music career, prosecutors say he lured her to his Hollywood Hills home and killed her. D.A. Hotchman detailed the severity of the case during a press conference on Monday.
These charges include the most serious charges that a D.A.'s office can bring. That is first-degree murder with special circumstances. The special circumstances being lying in wait, committing this crime for financial gain, or murdering a witness in an investigation.
The financial gain mentioned by the DA refers to Burke's desperate attempt to protect his entertainment empire.
This murder was committed for financial gain. As the evidence will show in court, the financial gain was for Mr. Burke to maintain his very lucrative musical career that Celeste was threatening.
Celeste, who was a reported runaway from Lake Elsinore, was last seen alive on April 23, 2025, the very day tickets for Burke's world tour went on presale. While the LAPD has faced criticism for the slow pace of the investigation, Police Chief Jim McDonald defended the timeline, noting that the delay in finding her body made the forensic work incredibly difficult.
The condition of her remains delayed the medical examiner's ability to be able to determine cause of death.
McDonald further confirmed the nature of the relationship that set this tragedy in motion.
Detectives learned that she had been involved in a sexual relationship with Mr. Burke when she was a minor and he was an adult.
Defense Attorney Blair Burke has maintained Burke's innocence, stating in court,
"We believe the actual evidence will show David Burke did not murder Celeste Rivas Hernandez, nor was he the cause of her death."
A prosecutor alleged in court Thursday that 21-year-old David Anthony Burke had a massive trove of child sex abuse material on his phone. Burke is currently facing charges of murder, continuous sexual abuse of a child under the age of 14, and the unlawful mutilation of human remains in connection with the death of 14-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez. Burke appeared before Judge Charlene Olmedo wearing an orange jumpsuit. Witnesses in the courtroom say he appeared strangely detached, intermittently nodding and bobbing his head as the proceedings began. The scale of this investigation is staggering. Deputy District Attorney Beth Silverman revealed that the prosecution is currently processing roughly 40 terabytes of evidence. It was during this discussion of discovery that Silverman dropped the bombshell allegation. Burke's phone contained what she described as a significant amount of child pornography. Despite the weight of the accusation, Burke reportedly showed no visible reaction, staring straight ahead as the words echoed through the courtroom. The timing of this hearing is particularly somber, as yesterday marked exactly 1 year since the date prosecutors believe Burke killed the young girl. Celeste's dismembered remains were eventually discovered in September 2025, hidden in the trunk of Burke's impounded Tesla in the Hollywood Hills. This week, her autopsy findings were finally unsealed, painting a horrific picture of her final moments. The medical examiner ruled the death a homicide caused by multiple penetrating injuries, specifically noting two wounds to the torso, one that damaged her liver and another that fractured her ribs. The motive, according to District Attorney Nathan Hotchman, was silence. Hotchman alleges that Celeste was actually a witness to a separate investigation into Burke's alleged sexual misconduct.
In this particular case, as the evidence will come out in court, the witness to the investigation was Celeste. And the investigation was into the lewd and lascivious sexual acts committed by Mr. Burke that is the subject of count two of this complaint with Celeste while she was under 14 years old.
According to the DA, Burke feared his lucrative music career would vanish if Celeste went to the authorities.
This murder was committed for financial gain. As the evidence will show in court, the financial gain was for Mr. Burke to maintain his very lucrative musical career that Celeste was threatening.
Investigators believe Burke kept Celeste's body for over a week before dismembering her and placing her in the Tesla. Following his arrest, Celeste's parents, Jesus Rivas and Mercedes Martinez, revealed a heartbreaking statement through their attorney, Patrick Steinfeld. They described Celeste as a beautiful girl who loved to sing and dance, noting that every Friday night was family movie night. Quote, "All we want is justice for Celeste." Burke has pleaded not guilty and remains held without bail. Because of the special circumstances surrounding the murder, he faces a maximum sentence of life without parole or even the death penalty, though the DA's office has not yet decided if they will seek the latter. An evidence hearing is set for April 29th, followed by a preliminary hearing on May 1st. More crime and justice news after this. In Florida, federal prosecutors are fighting to put a teenage suspect behind bars following the death of his stepsister on a Carnival cruise ship. 16-year-old T.H. is facing charges of first-degree murder and aggravated sexual abuse in connection with the November death of 18-year-old Anna Kepner. According to court filings, the government is now urging a judge to revoke the teen's release or significantly tighten his restrictions because he is now being prosecuted as an adult. The details of the case are devastating. Anna, known affectionately as Anna Banana, was found dead in a cabin she shared with her stepbrother during a family vacation. Investigators discovered her body hidden under a bed, wrapped in a blanket, and covered with life jackets. A subsequent autopsy ruled her death a homicide caused by mechanical asphyxiation. Despite the gravity of these federal charges, TH has remained free, living with a relative, a fact that has left Anna's father, Christopher Kepner, in a state of absolute outrage. In an interview with the Daily Mail, Christopher expressed his heartbreak and frustration, noting that while the family has been paralyzed by grief for 6 months, the accused killer has been allowed to go wherever he wants. He told the outlet he wants to see the teen in an orange jumpsuit and handcuffs, calling him a danger to himself and others. On Tuesday, TH's attorney entered a plea of not guilty on his behalf, while the defense continues to argue that he should remain free while the judge weighs the prosecution's request. A horrific scene of domestic violence has shattered a Louisiana community after a father opened fire at two separate homes, claiming the lives of 8 children. On Sunday morning, Shreveport police responded to a domestic disturbance on West 79th Street to find a scene described by investigators as extensive. Authorities say the suspect, identified as Shamar Elkins, first shot a woman believed to be his girlfriend on nearby Harrison Street before moving to the second location. Inside that home, 7 children were found dead. An 8th child was shot and killed while attempting to escape across the roof.
In a domestic disturbance, 8 of these individuals are deceased. The ranges of the decedents are from 1 year of age to approximately 14 years of age.
Among the survivors are Elkins' wife, who was shot in the face, and a teenager who suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Police spokesperson Christopher Bordelon confirmed that 7 of the 8 children killed were Elkins' own.
All of the deceased in this case are human. 3-4 police officers did discharge their firearm, and that individual is deceased.
I think about this.
Elkins fled the scene in a carjacked vehicle, leading officers on a high-speed chase into neighboring Bossier Parish. The pursuit ended when Shreveport officers opened fire, killing the suspect.
Community and what this community has lost.
Shreveport Mayor Tom Arsenault and city council members gathered Sunday to pray for the grieving family, struggling to process
now
the magnitude of the loss.
10 individuals that were struck by gunfire last night.
Have the words to give you, and I'm sorry.
In Texas, a week-long search for missing Ashanti Allen ended in tragedy.
My body's been numb ever since I've received this phone call. We was hoping for the best, but now we've heard the worst.
Ashanti, who is 8 months pregnant, was found dead Thursday near a bayou in Chimney Rock Park. Allen had been missing since April 10th, shortly after sending a cryptic text to her mother stating she was leaving and not coming back. While her apartment appeared undisturbed and her hospital bag was still inside, the family's white Lincoln SUV was missing. Her father spoke about the devastating loss of his daughter and his unborn grandchild.
Being pregnant 8 months with my first grandson, I can't even tell you how I feel. My body is just completely numb. I don't think I even processed the fact that my daughter's gone. But then I know it's going to hit me. It's going to hit me hard. Because I love my baby girl. She's my only girl, my baby girl, and then she had my only baby grandson. I mean, she had baby clothes. I was about to go buy a car seat and stroller and all this other stuff. I mean, she's just a normal girl, pretty girl, working and just trying to live life. So right now, I can't put it in words how I feel.
Houston police are now searching for 24-year-old Kevin Foe, the father of the unborn child. Originally charged in connection with the discovery at the park, authorities have now upgraded the charge against Foe to capital murder. If anyone has information on Foe's location, they are asked to call HPD at 713-308-3600 or Crime Stoppers at 713-222-TIPS. Meanwhile, in Georgia, investigators have yet to identify a suspect after a pregnant mother of two was found shot inside her vehicle during rush hour. 34-year-old Bianca Huntley was discovered Tuesday evening along I-75 near the Atlanta airport. She was shot once, the bullet traveling through her arm and torso.
It's something that she did not deserve. You're talking about a light, a shining light that got snuffed out.
While she was found in her car, Atlanta police believe the shooting may have occurred at a separate, unknown location.
She actually was shot, tried to dial 911, get out of the vehicle.
Huntley, a quality manager who had recently earned a promotion, leaves behind 2 daughters, ages 14 and 5.
Her boss joked with me this morning. He said, you know, her energy, she changes the atmosphere when she walks into a room. I said, I know.
Her mother, Gloria Allen, believes her daughter was specifically targeted.
My daughter was such a light that shined everywhere that she went. Her life, we will celebrate it until my last breath.
Despite the heartbreak, Allen remains steadfast in her search for justice.
We're talking about 6 o'clock, 6:30, rush hour traffic on Highway 75. Somebody saw something. And I'm a woman of faith. Vengeance belongs to God, but my daughter will be vindicated.
For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to tune in tomorrow on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.